Yes. Welcome to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. Find out more about me at mailpostcardsfromhome.com. This podcast is our journey as we walk through this amazing book called The Science of Getting Rich. And as I always say, it's still as applicable today as it was over 100 years ago when it was written in 1910. Last week, we touched on chapter one. We talked about the idea that first you have to start with the idea that you have a right to be rich. No matter your race, no matter your color, race, same thing, right? No matter your financial situation, no matter what country you live in or what regime you suffer under, you have a right to become rich and acquire wealth. If you don't believe that, it can't happen. We don't need to beat that to death. Chapter 2 really starts us on our journey. Chapter 2 is essential. Well, they're all essential, but this phrasing here is one that I quote all of the time. I've written 4 or 5 books, and in my books, I quote this quote. And we'll get to it, but we're going to start at the very beginning. And chapter 2 of The Science of Getting Rich opens with, "There is a science of getting rich. And it is an exact science like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws that govern the process of acquiring riches. One of these laws, once these laws are learned and obeyed by any man, he will get rich with mathematical certainty." Wallace is stating a fact that if you figure out how to build wealth, how to acquire wealth, the last podcast I talked about this idea that that wealth starts with having money seems obvious, but you have to start with the idea that some of your money has to be set aside. No matter how much money you make, no matter what you do for a living, no matter your age, whether you're 16 or 70, the process to acquiring wealth, to becoming rich, is you must live. The cost of your living must be below the amount of money you make. In other words, the trick to money is having money. This seems so obvious, but the moment you understand this, I mean actually internalize this, once you get this, then you realize you have no option but to begin to adjust your life. And you can do this from anywhere, of any age, of any financial situation. You just need to begin to live below the amount of money you make. The difference, that's the tool, the difference from how much it costs you to live versus how much you make, that difference, the larger that number, the wealthier, the richer, and the faster you can accomplish the process of getting rich. It's that spread. If you don't develop the spread, if you don't widen the spread, you can't get rich. Just agreeing with this, just understanding this, just seeing this on paper will start the process. So we start with the idea that we have a right to be rich. And then we have to understand that if that's true, then there's a scientific way to get rich. Now there's a lot of ways to get rich. It could be through business ownership. It could be through investing, right? It could be through any number of ways. Working a job. The idea that you can't get rich working a job is nonsense. Of course you can. And that is the one means that's available to everyone. See, everyone can get rich from their job. You set aside a portion, you do it over a long period of time, you combine compounding, and you'll get rich. But you won't do it if you don't believe in the process, right? There is a science to getting rich, and it is an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws that govern the process of acquiring riches, and once these laws are learned and obeyed, any man will get rich with mathematical certainty. You can simply do the math. How much do I need to set aside every month for the next 20 years to acquire $1 million? You just do a reverse calculation. How much money do you want? How old are you now? How much would you need to invest with basic compounding, and you can reverse out and figure out where you want to be, right? That's the simplest. In other words, if you're willing to work for 20, 30, 40 years, this is how much money you can acquire. Now, I'm hoping that as you read this book, as you begin to add 2 and 3 income streams, we're going to accelerate that process, either through investing or through real estate or through business entrepreneurship, through side hustles, through high-paying jobs, however it is. See, everyone's meal ticket is different. That's the part that no one can give you. No one can tell you what it is you need to do to acquire the money. But the beautiful thing is there's a lot of ways to do it. There's no one certain way. And so I believe you could follow your passion and do this, but you don't need a passion. I've never been actually overly passionate about any one particular thing I did for money. For me, I just saw that that's a path for money. I was capable of doing it, and so I pursued it. I don't think you have to be passionate. I don't sit around, you know, in loving passion over my real estate portfolio. I just think real estate is really super smart, and so I invest in it. Simple, right? I wasn't overly passionate at working at the prison, but working at the prison paid my bills. That allowed me then mow yards on the weekend so that I could make more money than I needed, so that I could take that money and invest in real estate. See what I'm saying? None of these things I was overly passionate about, but it was the process of becoming rich, of acquiring wealth. That's what I'm passionate about. I mean, if I could buy a trash company tomorrow and make huge profits, I'm now passionate about trash, right? And so don't get hung up on that. Just begin to do things that make you money and you'll find your passion if you don't know it. Now, some people are lucky enough to be born with it and they just know what they do. They're artists, they're musicians, they're, you know, stock traders, they care about people, they love animals. See, I've just never had any, you know, I have things I like. You know, I'm passionate about playing the guitar, but I'm not good enough to do it professionally. You know, and so that's not a path for me to acquiring wealth. Now, here's the quote I want you to get. This is one of the most important quotes in all of the book. Chapter 2, we're on, The Science of Getting Rich. That's the title of the chapter 2. Here's this quote. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. And those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or even accidental, get rich. While those who do not do things in a certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. I know people who know everything about the stock market. They know everything about analyzing companies. They know everything. And they've made horrible investments and lost their money. And I know people who don't know jack shit about the stock market. They don't understand how to read a balance sheet or fundamentals, and they've become millionaires in the stock market. Now, how can that be? How can one person know all kinds of things? Like they've read hundreds of books and they know everything, and they lose their money, and this guy doesn't know anything. He doesn't know anything. And he's immensely profitable. I literally have two friends just like this. How is that possible? Because the one used an exact science. He just set aside large sums of money every month, month after month after month, and compounded it because he knew that to be true. He put it in mutual funds and ETFs, and he just did it month after month, year after year after year, and he acquired great wealth. My other friend ignored that rule. He ignored the fact of compounding, tried to outsmart that process, and in effect, traded, invested his way, and lost his money. Now, I'm not against the friend who tried to get ahead and make more, but he shouldn't have done it with everything. In other words, just because you're good at picking stocks doesn't mean you ignore the fact that owning ETFs over long periods of time, just owning the market, will build you wealth. And so you can trade in the Forex market and passively invest in the U.S. stock market, right? You can flip houses, which is the highest risk form of doing real estate investing, is buying a house, fixing it up, and flipping it. You can do that while simultaneously building a long-term buy and hold portfolio. And if everything plays out correctly, you're going to get super rich because your flips are going to work and your buy and hold's going to work. So don't look past what tried and true, bread and butter things that work, and go all in on things that may or may not work. Do you see how you can begin to balance these things? Now, you don't have two nickels to rub together. You got to go back to the previous show. You have to first start with the idea that you have a right to be rich. You have to read and understand that the ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. And those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidental, get rich. While those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. It's a natural law that like causes produce like effects. And therefore, any man or woman who learns to do things in a certain way will infallibly get rich. That the above statement is true is shown by the following facts. Getting rich is not a matter of environment, for if it were, all people in certain neighborhoods would become wealthy. The people of one city would all be rich while those in other towns would all be poor. Or the inhabitants of one state would roll in wealth while those of adjoining state would be in poverty. But everywhere we see rich and poor living side by side in the same environment, often engaged in the same vocations. When two men in the same locality in the same business and one gets rich while the other remains poor, it shows that getting rich is not primarily a matter of environment. Some environments may be more favorable than others, but when two men in the same business are in the same neighborhood and one gets rich while the other fails, it indicates that getting rich is a result of doing things in a certain way. Doing things in a certain way. Doing things in a certain way. Last show, last podcast, I talked about the idea that if you confess with your mouth in the universe, and we're going to see in further chapters, this is part of the process. Open confession. First, you have to believe it. Two, you have to believe that there's actually a path, and that if you follow it, stick to it, and have faith in it, it'll work. Because if these two, if you don't believe those two, there's no point in going on, right? But if you do, if you accept that, and if you go back several of my talks and podcasts, I talk about this idea that whatever you believe, and Wallace will talk about this in other chapters, whatever you believe is your truth. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or indifferent. If you believe it, it gives you power. It gives you power. This is how people can put bombs on themselves and blow themselves up in a park. It gives them power to do things, to go further, to go longer, to go harder, to try more and more and get up and even when you fall down, because you believe in what you're doing. So if you don't believe you can acquire wealth, if you believe because you have a low-paying job you cannot acquire wealth, you're right. If you believe that because you have a low-paying job that you can. So maybe you flip that around and you say, well, I ain't got shit to lose. I don't have anything anyway. And where you're starting becomes your strength. See, not having becomes your strength. Once you believe that, you know, that's it. You're halfway there. Now you just have to begin doing those certain things. And that's part of the journey. See, sometimes people want to know the beginning thing. They want to know, oh, well, give me step A, B, C, and D. No, some of this you have to fill in. You are going to have to fill in as you go. Because I promise you, the moment you begin to think that you have a right to acquire wealth, and you begin to live that way, meaning you don't give all your money away. There's a famous book out there called The Richest Man in Babylon, and he teaches a very simple principle. And if you do this, you will get rich. But for me, it takes too long. But it's true. And it's very simple. You get paid, 10% is invested, you pay your bills with the 90. If you did that every month of your life, no matter your income, no matter your age, no matter your race, no matter anything, you will acquire wealth. Period. Period. Meaning if you're listening to this and you're not doing that, you don't want to be rich. And you say, well, Gerald, I can't. Sell it. Sell it. Cut it. Cut your own hair. Drink Kool-Aid. Eat Spam. I don't give a fuck what you do. That's what you have to do. That's it. Period. Here's what I've found. When you make that commitment, when you begin to live that extreme, you don't have to. The universe begins to provide. You find extra jobs. You find extra money. Things begin to happen because you put in motion through faith and belief. And now you begin acquiring wealth. Acquiring wealth isn't about sacrifice. But to get the ball rolling often requires sacrifice. See, being a professional basketball player isn't about sacrifice, but to become a professional basketball player is often going to require sacrifice. When other friends are off on the weekends and having fun and playing, you're at basketball camp. Is that a sacrifice? Might be, but ultimately it's not, right? Ultimately, it's just part of the process. You might hear some airplanes. I live near an airport. It's kind of cool. Side note, I've always wanted to put an ad or something on my roof because all the airplanes fly over my house, they can see it just to make people mad. Say something politically incorrect or something. I don't know. Maybe charge forever. Put an ad up there. That'd be awesome. At Full Auto 1-1 or something. Doing things in a certain way. That's going to take time. It's going to take time. Start with you have the right. And second, start with there is a certain way. It's a scientific way, like math, that if you begin to do that process, it'll work for you. I promise you. If you're not saving now, you need to save. If you're 20 years old, I don't think you should be locking up your money in retirement accounts. I'm not opposed to you throwing some money at retirement. But understand, at this age, you need to build up a pile of cash. See, in order to get rich, you're not going to get rich by dripping it. Well, I shouldn't say you're not going to, because you will. Over time, if you drip it away in retirement accounts, 10, 20, you know, 20, 20, 30, 40 years from now, yes, you will acquire wealth. You'll be rich. But, from the age of 20 to 30, I didn't store my money away in retirement accounts. I built up piles of cash. I went and saved 10, 15 grand, and then I put that into a deal. Then I saved 15, 20 grand, and I put that into a deal. And I kept doing that until I had 10 or 15 deals paying me money every month. That same strategy works today. It works today. May not work exactly. Times change. Things change. And then at some point, because I'm always thinking, I want to get rich, I want to get rich, I want to get rich, I want to get rich. When houses became too expensive, guess what was inexpensive? Dividend stocks. So I'd save up 5, 10 grand, buy one. Save up 5, 10 grand, buy one. Save up 5, 10 grand, buy one. As I'm doing this process, the saving up 5 and 10 grand gets easier and easier because I have all these other deals throwing off money. Make sense? And I just stay focused. I have a right to be rich. There's a certain way to do it. And I continue to focus on that. I have a right to this. The natural state of the universe is growth and expansion. There's no reason I can't continue to grow and expand. Just because I'm 48 years old doesn't mean I can't learn how to use Twitter. Doesn't mean I can't look on Instagram. Now you say, well, I don't want to use those. Well, okay. But why are you cutting yourself off to the world? Maybe your next idea will be in the form of a tweet. Maybe your next idea will be a picture you saw. Or an idea you saw on Facebook. You say, what does this mean? The next page in the Science of Getting Rich. Listen to this in the next page. Getting rich involves the necessity of dealing with men. Now, whenever he says men, he means men, women too. Remember, written in 1910. These are male patriotic tones here. I realize that. Getting rich involves the necessity of dealing with men and of being where there are people to deal with. And if these people are inclined to deal in a way you want to deal, so much the better. But that is about as far as environment goes. In other words, the idea of getting rich involves other people. You're going to have to be involved with them. You're going to have to sell them things. You're going to have to show them things. Or maybe you get an idea from them. In other words, you can't close yourself off to the world and get rich. I guess you could if you were a day trader and you're really good at it and you're locked off in a room somewhere. But guess what? You're day trading with other people. All of the money that you want, no matter what it is you do for a living, sell cars, sell houses, drive truck, work for UPS, doorman at Walmart, no matter what you do for a living, all of the money that you want is in the pockets, purses, wallets, checkbook, and credit cards of other people. You can't make money. Other people give you their money. Your money comes from other people. The only money that's your money is the money you store up in your wealth, in cash, gold, land, real estate, stocks. That's your money, right? So the money you need to pay your bills is in other people's pockets, wallets, checkbooks, credit cards. Other people have your money. My friend Grant Cardone always says, "Who's got my money?" What is he saying? He's getting the idea that in order to get rich, you have to deal with other people. Which, what? Means it sure help if you were friendly. It would sure help you get wealthier if you're friendly. Money will come to you in how you deal with other people if you are an asshole. It's going to be hard to get rich. Now, there's outliers, I get it. But somehow even that asshole figures out a way to deal with other people, often having people between them and other people. You know, Steve Jobs pulled it off, but he was a creative genius. Now, if your genius is so evident, then you can get away with being an asshole. Right? You invent Facebook, you can get away with being an asshole. But if you're a car dealer and word gets around that you're an asshole, you're not going to sell many cars. Right? You're not. No one's going to like you. So if you're like me, say I'm blue collar, I'm an average guy, there's nothing fancy about me, I've never made huge sums of money. But I just came to realize a couple things, that even though I didn't make much money and even though I didn't have a college degree, I had a right to be rich, that was what the universe wanted. That all the universe is expanding, growing, changing, that I could tap into that. And that if I did things in a certain way, that I could get rich, irregardless of what I did for a living. And that if I could figure a way to live below the amount of money I made, I could take the extra amount and accelerate getting rich. And that the more I could widen what I spent a month to survive versus what I made, the more that number began to expand and I began to invest, the larger that number became. It was as certain as mathematical math and algebra. As I began to internalize that and understand that and combine that with the idea that all of the money that I wanted was in the pockets, purses, and wallets and checkbooks of other people. And so I had to learn, what does that mean? That means I need to learn how to talk to them. I need to learn how to communicate with them. I need to figure out what I could sell them. See? See how all this begins to come together. You know, we'll hold it there. But you see how all this comes together? Let's end with that quote one time. Chapter 2, Science of Getting Rich. The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. Those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidental, get rich. While those who do not do things in a certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor.